Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What in the name of Christ Almighty?
What's happening?
Just crawled up my wall.
What is it?
Spider?
Jesus Christ! Oh, hey, it's a bird. It's a bird.
In your house?
No, it's on the outside of the house, but I thought it was a lizard.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're related to the dinosaurs. Go ahead. I'm sorry. This is the distracted show
it's
today.
It's okay.
What are you getting me?
That's why I was asking you what you want.
Yeah, you have everything. You really do. You buy yourself everything you want.
Yeah, you don't deny yourself much.
Mm.
Except for happiness.
Sorry?
He denies himself happiness.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy that special gift from Target.com, Walmart.com, or Macy's.com, make sure you click the shopping banner on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And happy holidays from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, Oscar, did you send us a picture of drugs that you've been taking?
My drugs!
Oh, pictures.
Is that your way of saying your behavior is based on... What's wrong with him today, Rob? What is wrong with
him? I know
he
had a bad day yesterday. He's tired today, and he came in swinging swords and yelling.
Yeah.
Well, he got sick last week.
Right.
And then after last week, he had like...
He got better.
The Big O and Duke show did like
3 days.
Four live events.
3 days.
Which... I don't understand, but that's
it's good sometimes to spread it out. And he came in today, and he was very, very effusive with his opinions.
Yes,
and that got even he redoubled his efforts when you hooked up.
Well, I'm looking at Cepacol.
Lozenges.
Lozenges.
Is that for the purpose of your story? Would that be the dog getting into lozenges?
I'm setting it up, Mike. Thank you so much for.
You know, that's
the table.
What I figured. Yes, I looked at that. Yes. So Oscar told me that right out of the gate, he wants to tell a story about him and Santos the dog. And
not just
home.
Santos.
So take,
we've
take
got Bear, Todd's dog, because Todd is celebrating his 10th, 40th birthday in Europe. So
and Todd's dog is a liberal retriever, right?
Yes, he's exactly what he is. He loves MSNBC. So Bear, his dog, which is actually a German Shepherd mix.
Ah. The most hateful breed.
Yeah, well, you know.
But it's a big dog, right?
It's huge.
Big,
huge.
Like, it has that German shepherd, like the big ones that they use for protective dogs.
His name is Bear for a reason.
Hello, Todd. Are you going to make an app today?
Yeah. This is einen Kaninen. Kaninen.
I would say Bear is probably 80 pounds.
Big pup around, and he's
love big dogs.
He's the same age as Santos, which is the Labradoodle, and they grew up together, so they don't know they still think they're equals. And Bear kowtows to Santos.
That's always so sad.
No, Santos is the alpha.
So no, because when they were little kids, Santos was
puppies, kids.
Oh well, when they were puppies, Santos was a little larger than him.
I see.
But as Bear grew, I don't think he realized. Oh, well, now I'm bigger. I can. You know, I could squash you like a bug, right?
Yeah, so he's subservient to him.
So my wife and I have been sharing different beds. I sleep on the couch because I've been sick, and she sleeps in the bed because she's the princess. But don't you think the sick person should be sleeping in the bed and the person that's not on the couch?
You know what you should do? Put a pee under the mattress and see if she notices.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that with your back injury.
Yes.
And now with your cold?
Yes.
I think you're pretty much, you've graduated into separate bedrooms.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you're Franklin and Eleanor.
I love
think
it.
That's exactly
Ricky
what it is.
Ricky and Lucy. I absolutely love it.
But which one is
Franklin? Is there more noise in the background?
Yeah, there's another motorcade
going on.
There's
the INS. I got my papers.
I'll tell you, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, is a quiver with bands and people going back and forth. There's a lot going on with the former
National
President
Cathedral
Bush.
Right up the street here.
President Bush, I should say. President Bush lying in state. The National Cathedral. I'm not sure when the service. Can we get a schedule of that?
Yeah.
That's another
thing we'll confirm.
Can we get a schedule of what the events are? He was brought to the nation's capital yesterday. We'll talk about that later. It's pretty impressive to see this type of stuff. Yes, go ahead, Oz.
Just quick sidebar. So I'm here last night very late, just, you know, grinding, cleaning up some loose ends. And my wife texts me and she says, how many Cipacol did you take? And this is like an open question. This is typical for you healthy people out there. It's just basically a throat lozenge.
It's a high intensity throat lozenge, but it's over the counter.
You don't have to ask.
It's still like they all are. There. It's basically candy.
Yeah. And what do you see in the picture, Mike? And we'll use this as a show pick today.
I see a Cipacol pack, and the way that they have Cipacol, the way it's laid out, is you pull out the little foil pack, and then you have to break open the little foil
blister
pouches. They're like 10 or 12 of these lozenges inside of the pack, and I see it torn open. And each of the, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 of the Cipacol lozenges appear to have been ripped from their containers, chewed, and then spit out.
Yes. Okay.
Like a dog perhaps got into that.
Or two dogs.
And then two dogs got into that, tasted the Cipacol, decided they didn't like the medicinal quality, and spit it out.
Dogs are smarter than we all think.
And the Cipacol Extra Strength Orange Lozenge package is shredded.
Yeah, they're more of a cherry type of dog.
Oh, it's cherry. Okay.
No. Those are orange.
Oh, you should have bought the steak flavored Cipacol. That's what dogs like.
So my wife, in a panic, she calls me. She said, "You didn't answer my text."
When is the funeral for the president?
Today, all day, Bush lies in state in the rotunda. Tomorrow, Wednesday, December 5th, is a day of mourning. A departure ceremony is held at the U.S. Capitol at 10 a.m. At 11 a.m., a state funeral is held for Bush at the National Cathedral.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. And then a departure ceremony after that. He will arrive.
Yeah, so his funeral will be at the National Cathedral.
And you keep talking. I think there's a squeak coming out of your nose.
And then there is a funeral service on Thursday at Martin's Episcopal Church, and that's in Houston. Maybe I have a weird sinus thing?
Sounds like a chew toy.
What the hell?
It's like I swallowed a dog toy. I heard it myself.
You want to blow your nose or something like that? Do you want to try that?
I don't know. I think after all these years, I might finally have a gimmick.
Oh, my God.
Hello? Hello? 1, 2, 3?
Do you want to get a tissue?
Maddie, could you get me some sort of cloth? A blowing.
Do you have a sinus thing going?
I don't think so.
On air.
That was truly a.
Yeah.
That was. I mean, we're going to have to. It's really subtle, but as soon as Oscar pointed out, then you read some more and we noticed it.
Yeah, it's definitely there. Hold on. Let's see if we can't correct this.
All right. Oh, my. My, it's that, you know, it's the cold and flu season.
I've got some Cipacol for you.
I don't want any dog used Cipacol. The Cipacol tastes like gravy drink.
Did you feel anything when you were reading that?
After you called attention to it. Yeah, yes. I think it came from my left nostril.
All right, your right nostril's got something in it right now. Let's fix that.
All right, well, that's my finger.
Okay,
that's fine. All right, now he's fine.
All right, he's clean that up.
He's okay. So, oh, my God. A strange show. I knew it was going to be a strange show. When Oscar started working me like before the show started, I knew it was going to be odd. So back to the dog.
I apologize about my nasal passages.
That was fascinating. He pointed it out. I said, no, he's being goofy Oscar again. And then I heard you go,
Oscar.
You know, the funeral will be.
Hey, Mike.
It sounded like a dog's chew toy.
Listen, guys, we all mourn in our own ways.
Yeah. Wow.
So my wife, and so she calls me in a panic, and she said, "Did you know that dogs can aspirate from the ingredients in Cipacol, whatever it's called?"
Cipacol.
And then and I said,
"Aspirate just means inhale, doesn't it?"
Who the
No, aspirate means you get fluid.
You
in
suffocate.
Your lungs.
Oh, okay.
She said they can, she goes, their throats can go numb.
That's asphyxiate.
Who knows? Didn't care. I moved on with life. I said, Shannon, they clearly didn't like the candy. Look at all the leftover candy.
Candy.
Yeah. I'm like, put on your Inspector Gadget hat and look
what
actually happened.
Yeah, they taste it. They don't like the taste. They spit it out.
Yeah, they spit it out.
Unless they're, you know, really dumb dogs that chew everything and just eat everything. But they spit it out, obviously,
it
from
out.
The picture. They
I
spit
said,
it out.
I've slept with Bear for the last 7 days.
Hey,
that guy's not going anywhere.
I'm sorry.
Now you're making me paranoid.
No, but I don't. You know what I'm thinking of right now? There's no way we're going to be able to isolate it and hear it.
No, it's gone. It's gone.
I just
to the
don't
ether.
Think it'll. What in the name of Christ Almighty?
What's happening?
Just crawled up my wall.
A
what is
spider?
It?
Jesus Christ! Oh, it's a bird. It's a bird.
In your house?
It's on the outside of the house, but I thought it was a lizard.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're related to the dinosaurs. Go ahead. I'm sorry. This is the distracted show today. It's okay.
Hey, give that bird a message for me, if you would. Could you tell that bird I said,
I wish I got it. I wish I had one of my dog's chew toys. I have one of my dog's chew toys. I don't buy him toys anymore. All right. So anyway, everything's fine.
Yeah. Everything's fine. And I said,
it's fine.
I said, Shannon, tell me when they start paying the mortgage. Like, that's breaking news, right?
It's always the same anthem with you, isn't it? It's always the same.
I play the hits, Mike. When you do it and it hurts, you do it. And
I understand. Yeah, I understand. And that's, by the way, we have a story that I didn't put in the news today, but a story that I researched this morning about, I think the average couple will have seven big fights during the holidays leading up to the holidays.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's the
time. Only seven? That's the...
Stop it, you.
Shannon actually asked me, she said, what do you want for Christmas? I said, nothing. We're not doing Christmas this year. She goes, why? I said, Christmas is canceled. And she said, Christmas is canceled? I said, look, we just flew to Boston. Like, we got a lot going on.
Jesus was ever born. The wise men is all sort of, it's a little loosey-goosey.
We built all these businesses. You didn't get me a real present that I liked for my birthday.
Paul Revere brought the frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah, and myrrh, gold. I don't know what's going on. I mean, there's so many translations.
So you told her you were going to have a low-key Christmas?
Yes. And she goes, are we really doing this? Or are you setting me up? I said, I'm setting you up. The man who has...
Sounds like a healthy marriage, doesn't it?
The man who has the means to actually buy something.
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Was there a perception on her part that maybe the Christmas holiday would involve something special?
Yes.
Ah.
Do you know what she was expecting?
Was she perhaps rolling over things into the holiday, like, say, a forgotten anniversary?
You know what, Rob?
What?
I liked you better when you were squeaking.
Hey, I can do both. Forgotten anniversary.
Did she expect travel or did she expect a gift?
Diamonds.
I don't know. I don't know my wife. I really don't know my wife. I don't know what she's into. What I know is this: is that she
might be into a-holes.
Can I ask you another question while we're on the topic?
Yeah, but I want to get back.
Do
you guys have joint
curious.
Accounts with your wives?
Like bank accounts?
Yes. Why do that?
Convenience.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they ever pay for anything themselves?
Yes.
But aren't you actually paying for it if it's a joint account?
Rob, check your phone. I made a request.
All right.
What was that, Oscar?
I said, the way that I like to keep scoreboard is when my wife comes and asks me for money.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I know that, like, I know tolls are being paid type of situation.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think that when you're keeping actual score with your wife, that's the basis of a healthy marriage.
Joint accounts are pretty standard.
Yeah. I don't think
even
they are.
In this modern day,
I don't think they are. I think you have a joint account for
What does that have to do
stuff.
About her expectations for the Christmas holiday, though?
I'm just trying to pivot out of the conversation. You just brought me back
I'm just
to
curious
her.
What she wants,
I think she wants...
Do we have that tape of what she wants? Yeah, I think we actually have that tape somewhere. We have Shannon. This is Shannon Zeballos.
Yes.
Newlywed. Assistant here at Podcast Village.
Yeah.
All-round good lady. Asking Oscar what she wants.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree.
There she
is. You know, the weird thing is she mispronounced it. It's supposed to be Santana baby.
Santana baby. Santana baby.
Well, why don't we call her and ask her?
What she wants?
Why don't we call her and ask her what she wants?
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
you want to put her on the regular phone?
All
right, stop that for a second.
Yeah, stop that.
Rob, by the way, diving deep into the Christmas music of the season.
Yes.
Michael Bublé has his Christmas album out.
Yes.
And
I think it's pronounced Bubble.
I've been listening to it.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember I've got the world on a swing? And I told you about his speech impediment. I've got the world on a swing.
Yes, I do remember that.
So he does a male version of Santa Baby, and the speech impediment is highlighted again when he says, hurry
down the chimney.
Hurry down.
How does he make Santa Baby be male-centric?
Hold on a second.
Because it is really, based on the fact that Santa's a man, it's going to be hard to swing that way. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hold on a second. We got to call her, and then I'm going to tell her to answer the phone when more broadcasting calls. Hey, Pony's going to call you in 2 seconds. And answer the phone, please.
Everybody talk.
The way he says, hurry down.
All right.
Santa baby, slip a Rolex under
the Rolex.
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 And hurry.
All right.
Rolex.
I've been an
Peach.
Hurry.
Peach.
Peach. Hold on, Peach.
Oh,
okay. No! Hey!
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 Thank you very much.
He's not even trying.
You.
Hey!
Thank you very much.
Right. That's closer to hey than hurry.
You got 500 things going on. Is she on the phone?
Peach is on the phone.
Hi, Peach.
Yes. All right. Hi. Thank you for all your help with the fruitcakes.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
I wanted to tell you that, Shannon, because you've been very, very helpful, and we really appreciate it.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Well, I just got out of the shower, so I'm wearing a bra and underwear.
Okay. All right. That
is it? We don't.
I'm going to try to be respectful.
Are we doing something
the
sexy,
difference.
Or do we give it up? We got a full back. What do we got? We got thong back. What do we got?
What?
You know what I mean.
I don't think she does.
He's out of control today, Shannon. He's truly out of control. He's very manic today, and that's why we're talking to you. He was. You take it from here, Oscar. I'm going to.
Okay.
It's your wife. You go ahead.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah. Boop.
For Christmas. Well, when
just before you ask this, I'm sorry. I'm doing my best.
Yeah,
I'm
I know
doing
you are.
My best
because
Oscar makes me feel like a dirty old man. I have to. I don't know why.
Don't be a creep. Shannon, let me ask
is,
for you.
Is your hair wet?
No.
Is your hair wet?
No.
No, she takes a bath.
Okay. All right.
You know,
okay.
Women's hair
just
takes
checking.
A long time.
Just
her too?
Checking.
The similarities are dynamic.
What did you say? What?
I didn't know that she was also a bathtub person.
Okay.
Me and her and Pony.
Santa baby.
Together.
The guy, remember how I said Christmas is canceled? No presents?
Yeah.
Okay. The guys seem to think that you wanted something special and you're angling for something.
No.
We just want to get to the
what
bottom
the
of it.
What the guys did, Conjurer... He's definitely Oscar Moore today.
Yeah, he is.
What the guys asked was, what was she expecting, if anything? That was what the question was. Because
I don't
you
know.
Said...
He always gets a good present.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I get good presents?
Was there any...
You give good presents.
Oh, I give great presents.
You give
presents.
Good presents.
Oh, yeah.
Was there
yeah.
any... Were you guys planning on any kind of travel this holiday season?
I assume we'll probably go... To Orlando to visit the family.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Sunny Orlando.
Orlando.
Right. Nothing like buying tickets in December for sunny Orlando at the last minute.
Now you're getting quiet on me, and this is your thing. You take it from here. I don't know what's going on.
Peach.
Yes.
Are we being responsible adults by saying, hey, let's keep it a low-key Christmas because we got a lot going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you disappointed that Christmas is canceled?
Since when is Christmas canceled?
Yeah, but when I say we're not going to give big presents, it's just going to be... And you asked me if I'm setting you up, and I'm not setting you up.
I don't believe you.
There you go. I agree.
You still want something?
I don't think he can do it. I don't think he's capable of it. I think as far as the generosity he shows strangers is so significant that I believe that to take his most beloved individual in the world, which is you,
right.
and... And not, please don't say that. I'll throw up in my mouth if you say Pony.
Yeah.
But no, I just don't. I don't buy it either. She doesn't buy it, and I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either.
No.
All right. What are you getting?
No.
What are you getting me?
That's why I was asking you what you want.
Yeah, you have everything. You really do. You buy yourself everything you want.
Yeah, you don't deny yourself much.
Mm.
Except for happiness.
Sorry?
He denies himself happiness.
That's all of us. That's all of us, Shannon. I'm sorry. That's our lot in life. That's
Shannon,
the way it
does Oscar, does he have a stocking?
Yeah, it's a little one.
Well, it would not take much. You could just get a stocking and hang it and fill it with something called struggle.
Plenty of struggle.
Yeah.
Peach, can you tell the listening audience how happy you are with me, honestly? Because I think they think I'm a monster.
You're a little bit of a monster, but I still love you.
There it is. That's
very
what
sweet.
Carla would say to me. That's how I know I might be honest.
Yeah.
That's how I know it might be honest, because she said, you are. I'm a bit of a monster. I had a monstrous moment with my wife today.
Peach.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want for anything?
No, of course not.
No, now she's lying.
Yeah, and, all right. Do you ever have the feeling that this is like a? Do you ever get the feeling that this is like a telemarketer call and they just got back on script?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't want for anything, Oscar.
Yes, I love you.
How's it? How's it going with the two dogs in the house?
It's going well. They're crazy.
They are.
We have such a small house. We put another human being in it, basically.
Two human beings and two massive dogs.
Yes.
Shannon, if you get a chance.
They're pushing me out of the way.
What you should do, when this call is done, send us a video of you holding today's newspaper and blink three times if you're safe. That's all we need.
Shannon, we won't let you prevent yourself from getting ready. You continue to get ready.
Okay.
And very, very good. You have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you before the holiday.
All right. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Paige.
Bye, buddy.
Bye. Just get out of the tub.
Yep. She's happy. That's a happy woman
she's
right there.
She's ostensibly happy.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about ostensibly. Her getting out of the tub.
I know.
That's all. I'm just thinking about
it. And
that.
She's keeping it tight. She's holding up her end of the bargain.
Yeah, so is Mrs. O'Mara. She's keeping it tight. It's
that
nice.
Made money
it's
for
nice.
Us.
But we've done the same thing you're doing where, we've low-keyed it since this business started going into the toilet.
Hey,
sorry. No, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
You know what? You know who survives, Mike?
Who survives?
The nimble.
The nimble.
Yes.
Yes. Fleet of foot.
Jack, we're doing everything we can.
Jack, be quick.
To push through.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And there's a
Bruce.
Lot of joy in stringing popcorns and cranberries on thread.
It's great. Yes, that's right. The Mike O'Mara Christmas Ornament Store. Open next year.
And yes, I realize I just called it popcorns. I'm sorry
popcorns.
I did. Popcorns.
Popcorns. Well, that's right. You got a squeak in your nose. Start the damn show. We got to read the mailbag coming up next.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello. You the new butler?
Oh, God,
it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's that? Yeah.
I guess he's changing. Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Yeah, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you.
Babe.
You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a six-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household, Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same song.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Big day in Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you're a longtime listener, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Burlington, Vermont to Woodland, California. From Baltimore, Maryland to Eugene, Oregon. From Belfast to the Philippines. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And brought to you by our good friend Alex Papp. We tell you about him a lot because we love the guy and he loves us. If you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too. And he wants you to buy a home. Plus, he makes amazing unboxing videos. He unboxed a fruitcake for us. Yes, and Rob likes to talk about his dazzling smile.
He's a beautiful man.
He is, Rob. I'm glad you've noticed. Because, you know, it's great to get a deal from Alex Papp because analysts predict interest rates will rise by the end of the year. Right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander Papp makes it easy from finding the perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp rated 5 out of 5 stars. Stop looking at home online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. And it would be stop looking at homes online, not stop looking at home online.
Week.
The year's winding down. 916-276-2129. What is wrong with me? I got cortisone coursing through my veins. You can rap with Papp. Alexander Papp, licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California. From Davis to Berkeley to Salinas, and Alex will make you forget all about Santa Claus and start thinking about Santa Cruz. Am I right, ladies?
That's right, ladies.
Ho, ho, ho. Stop renting. Call Alex today, 916. He's the NorCal Realtor, 916-276-2129, BRE0198-6031. Prado Real Estate. It's a snap with Papp.
Mike, I hate to conduct
business.
What the hell
is wrong with me?
I hate to conduct business on the air, but can you double check that you got today's commercials printed? Because I think Papp was yesterday's spots.
Ish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, Pat, while you look, please.
Yes.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And there's no problem of giving Papp a read. No. We love it.
It's a snap with Pat.
We just want to make sure that we get everything up and above board. Right.
Oh, my. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I hate doing it on the air, but I wanted to nip it in the bud.
While we're doing that, can I ask this question?
Please. Certainly.
Is Shannon okay? Is everything fine? I always like to, you know, I think you're going to get her a Christmas present, right?
Well, now I have to. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's going to be fine.
Will it be jewelry?
She's not a jewelry person. She would probably want my love and affection, but that's not going to happen. I'm dead inside.
By the way, we low-key gifts for ourselves in the O'Mara household because we focus on our little guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we care about.
That's
what we care about.
Hey, some of those gifts are really fine.
I'm already shopping. Are we doing Christmas here? Here. I don't want to cancel. I don't want to cancel Christmas here. No, last year it was a bummer.
I think the agreement we came to last year was that we don't do Christmas gifts for each other.
But everybody buys for Mike.
And we do, no. That's not what we established.
That's not what we said either.
I sent Mike a gift.
But we will still, of course
Although
you did.
I'd love it.
And then we do milestone birthdays, like birthdays on the fives.
Yeah, but
what is the new rule, Rob? And Rob would remember it. What is the rule?
As I recall, it was no Christmas gifts exchanged, and then milestone birthdays are observed, but only milestone birthdays.
Can I, as a former listener, and then a colleague that worked outside of your show, and then works with you now.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that loosely.
Right.
I think we work against each other more than anything else.
See what he did there?
Is that some of my best memories were when I would hear your team exchange gifts on air as a listener.
I see.
Because you could either get turned on or someone could be pleasantly surprised.
Right.
You remember that?
I remember being a part of it. Yes, I was a part of the show. Yes.
Yeah, but the gifts on the old show were when everybody was humming and it was fun and everybody was doing okay. And, you know, now it's not. You know, I mean, to be honest, I mean, it's, I don't have money to buy you guys gifts.
What about that's mean to say. What about a cap?
Like a hat? I don't like hats.
No, not a driver's cap. I'm talking about like a cap, a dollar
cap. I'm more delighted this Christmas season with... God damn it. I'm trying to print these spots.
Hey, man.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm really trying. I'm trying,
okay,
man.
How about this?
All right.
I'm trying. Yes.
We all get presents. Did you not get Mike a present last year?
I don't recall. I know, last year, did I get you the record player last year?
Yeah.
You got me a record player, but I thought that was a birthday gift.
I can't remember. I don't remember.
I definitely send Mike a present.
It was really fine.
Every year.
Some of those presents were really fine.
Do you send a present every year?
I remember shopping for little Michael last year. I don't remember if I shopped for Mike, because I think last year didn't do a party here, and I don't think we exchanged gifts.
Yeah, but it's and again, it doesn't have to be about how extravagant the present is.
Right.
It has to be more about like the joy that we bring each other.
Well, I do love giving gifts, sure. Yes. But it's also weird if we have an agreement and then someone doesn't honor it.
$20 per person.
All right.
$20
per
person.
Feel free to go above
and
if you feel
get a gift.
It.
No, you see,
Rob
you can't
gets a
do
gift.
That.
Pony That's... gets a gift. Maddie gets a gift.
Yes.
Right.
But the interns do not get gifts.
But they can give gifts.
They can give gifts if they wish.
Of course, yeah.
Yes. Mac is already kind of off the hook because he gave us the
gift.
Pumpkin bread.
The rum thing.
The rum.
It was pumpkin. He doesn't cook with liquor.
I don't. Yeah, you know that.
I think I have his bread here. Hey, Mac. This is all going in my gullet today.
I love the childish scrawl on it that says pumpkin bread.
Pumpkin bread.
Looks like it was written by a 10-year-old.
Yours will be there in 2 days, Mike.
Yes. And it's good. It's very, very good. Not fruitcake good, but very good.
Very good.
This portion of the program brought to you by 23andMe. Listen up. I have huge DNA news for you. No, I'll do that in the next
one. Yeah, I think that's fine.
And I have my DNA.
If I can turn all the other ones out.
I have my results.
Yeah, that's good. I know. Jesus Christ, he's driving me out of my mind today. What medication are you taking?
I'm just trying to help, man.
I know you're trying. You're helping way. Guess what?
Enough of me.
Yeah, for the rest of the show, you don't need to help. You don't need your exhausted, overworked ass does not need to help me at all. Everything is going to be 100% better. I am just trying to print the spots that I screwed up today. It's
don't
one of those days.
On me.
Yesterday, I had a needle in my spine.
Yes.
I'm still thinking about that because they don't tell you whether it's going to work right away. They tell you in 3 or 4 days, you'll know, but it might be very quickly or it might not. And so I'm just trying to analyze my spine as to whether my spine is working and doing all that. So I'm just trying to get everything. And I'm trying to print out
today's
five
spots.
Different commercials when I have only been able to successfully print out one of them, and I seem to be losing my voice simultaneously.
But at least you're
so
not squeaking.
So it's become a very problematic. You're not squeaking. No, you're not. No, I'm not squeaking.
That's good that you're not squeaking.
Now something's printing.
What's the term? Oh, and I get it
by
wrong.
By the way, let me hold on. My Hewlett Packard printer wanted to say something to our listening audience.
Wait. Okay.
Blank print, blank print, blank print. Of the Hewlett Packard printer. Hewlett Packard.
I love when the printer stops by.
Ah, oh, it's great.
It's almost as fun as when our friends the crickets come by.
Oh, I got two more. Hewlett Packard. Jesus Christ.
Cripes.
Yeah, criminy. Jesus Christmas. Jiminy Christmas.
Is it the squeaky wheel
gets the
worm?
Grease. No, the squeaky wheel doesn't get the worm. What's the early that? Bird
I
gets
have
the
a
worm.
Paper jam. I'm breaking this thing.
Okay.
Now what?
Now it's printing out.
Go full Office Space on it, Mike.
So what's happening, Dad?
You can't say that.
Hold on, Dad.
No.
All right, I got the last one.
It's Fit City.
Four. I just need four, right?
Yeah. We'll reschedule the final spot for tomorrow. Yes. That'll be fine. Right. Just the first four is fine.
Four is good enough for government
the
work.
The early bird gets the worm. Geez. The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
There are the sirens again.
Sirens.
What? Is the entire emergency corps of Washington, D.C. on the road this morning?
Mike, presidents don't die all the time.
Yes.
It's just an occasional thing.
All right. President lying in state at the Capitol.
Yes, in the rotunda.
We'll get to the mailbag in the next segment. I did want to mention the president, George H.W. Bush, flown from Texas to the nation's capital. And I will tell you, when you watch something like that, and I watched it throughout the middle of the day yesterday, yesterday afternoon, God, are we adults sometimes?
We can do it. Boy, we can still do it, right?
Do we do it better than any nation? Yep. I mean, it was just so respectful and understated and beautiful. And our military honor guard escorting the cat, carrying that casket up the Capitol steps, bringing it into
Chills.
The rotunda, having the president lie in state, having his family there, the speeches by Mike Pence and by, you know, Speaker Ryan and Mitch McConnell. It was just something where, you know, you just I wasn't thinking Republican Democrat yesterday. I, you know, it was just very nice to see that. And I was very proud to be an American.
I've worked with you a long time, and something that always stays with me that you said is that one of the proudest moments as an American you have is on Inauguration Day.
Absolutely.
When we can transfer power peacefully, and we have done it 40 sometimes in the history of this country, and it's an amazing thing.
Especially when you have record-setting crowds.
It's in my adult life, I never missed an inauguration.
And
until the last one.
I think a lot of people missed it, Mike.
And I was on the fence with Pence for some time.
Hey, that's a couplet.
But I'll say this. He was magnificent last night.
He did a great eulogy. Yeah. It was really terrific talking about his son getting a letter. And this is all, this shows you one thing, that a guy in death can do things, which is, you know, can bring people together. And look, they said the same thing about the McCain funeral, but the McCain funeral was a little more partisan. And I think the Bushes are going out of their way not to be partisan with this and not to be critiquing of the current president, which I'm okay with 100%. And I just looked at the ceremony and how we honor our fallen leaders, and it really makes me feel great. I fired off a little message to my friend Colonel Michael Colburn, who used to commandeer the President's Own, the Marine Band, and they were instrumental. They're the go-to. Yeah. They're the ones that do all the music when you're hearing that. It just was it was a special day, and the stories that just keep on coming about how he was as a human being, and I just thought it was dignified. And
it was reminiscent of me for an inauguration. It's like, it was a great example of our system working in an adult, civilized manner. And it's a great reminder in these times that it can still work.
Yeah, it can still happen.
Yes. It was a beautiful ceremony, something you don't really see. And it's, and I think, Mike, you said it best, where it just reminded me of what I remember politics and civility being. In this country.
Yeah, it seemed better. And, you know, look, when we get older, we all look back and we do. But it's definitely, you know, I've talked about the adulting of America right now. And it's everywhere you see. You know, it used to be. Do you remember when we used to have Christmas decorations would go up after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Do you remember when Christmas music would come on right around December 1st?
Yeah.
Do you remember when... it was really, really funny to see an adult put something silly on like a sweater.
Yes.
Where now employees in stores walk around with antlers on their heads and stuff. When did we become just dipshits? When did we become children? When did everything become the toddler like, you know, and I'm not honest to God,
I'm not diminishing
the spirit. I'm not being Scrooge because I love it. I was out in front of my house putting up Christmas decorations yesterday because I think they look great in the neighborhood and I wanted to contribute to that. The thing about it is, when did it become everything where all the children's stuff
is almost
what the adults have commandeered.
It's like,
Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's like it's rote. It's expected. There's a specialness that's gone. There's nothing exceptional about it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with a bit of one-upsmanship. And I think that's how it begins. If he's going to wear, you know, a sweater with Santa Claus on it, I'm going to wear a sweater that has bells on it.
I'm going to wear a Christmas onesie, so I'm out on this conversation. Right. So.
And look, I think it's no longer to me either funny or special to see a cute Christmas sweater. It's not. It's a joke now. I mean, it's just because it's like everybody does. You know, I'm talking about when I went down to the that little Christmas light spray. It's fun. I mean, decorations and the joy I get, and I think that everybody should refocus on, is this is a, as far as the Santa Claus and the lights and Frosty and all, this is for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's, if I'm an overgrown kid, I love Christmas too. I know. Don't worry, child. I'm not going to take your moment away. But what I'm saying is this holiday is primarily for the wonder of children. And so to see the president's body lying in state and see members of Congress and the Senate looking, you know, acting like adults, it was so bloody refreshing to see that.
I get to the heart? And no one's talking about this.
All right.
And not enough people. If they are, I apologize. This is morning radio for us, so we haven't heard it yet. Oh, I haven't at least.
Right.
Who was the smoke show that was part of the Bush family that was like a model?
First of all, in my casual observances of the solemn occasion,
yes.
I did look at the Bush family, and I believe you're not talking individuals, you're talking multiples,
yes.
Because I believe the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, I believe there are associates with that family that they... I think many of them have dated and married very, very
because
well.
There, yeah. But there was one that was in the Victoria's Secret fashion show coming up.
Yeah.
That she
there,
was,
there were some very attractive women.
And I sat there and I was
group.
Like, what a great moment. Who is that?
Stunning.
What yeah. a great
stunning
moment.
Women.
Who My is thought that? Is that she must be one of the really, really, really great grandkids.
They were, seriously, there were some very attractive
people in
that. That
was a good-looking yeah. crew. Mm-hmm.
And it just was so beautifully choreographed. And I looked at that.
I mean, do some
I
research
said,
on that.
This is what I like. This is what I think we all should be. And and then when you see the rest of us, I went in to get two strands of Christmas lights for some shrubs out in front of the house.
Okay.
And I went through the aisle, and the aisle was, it is though someone had unleashed toddlers. There are boxes on the floor strewn everywhere. No one had made the slightest attempt to pick anything up.
No.
And I said, okay, this is the, and I looked at all the people in their land of one, and it's just, I am overwhelmed now with a sense of bad behavior is not only, I don't want to say condoned, but we look the other way with bad behavior. And the, you know, last night when they were talking about the NFL, that guy that just got released from the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you know where that starts? Do you know where that starts in the NFL? This started in the NFL when you allow men, and I don't care if they're 22 or 23, you allow men during their job to act like a-holes.
Right.
I'm sorry, a choreographed dance after you do your job by scoring a touchdown, they've taken it to a stupid degree. Act like grownups. Go back and look at a game in the 60s or right. the 70s and watch what guys did. They spiked the football. And then it became this giant, big celebration thing where you can have all of these little choreographs and dances. And I'm sorry, you've got to try. You know, they were talking about, we're not sure. They did a big thing on Monday Night Football last night about domestic abuse and how they've got to get it out of the NFL. And then one of the guys said, well, we've got to get it out of society. And he said, well, one of the ways you start is by not allowing bad behavior at any level.
Right.
And when you celebrate a touchdown by rubbing your opponent's nose in it, that is bad behavior. That's not grown-up behavior. If you score a touchdown and you celebrate with your teammates and you pat them on the head and you're like, yeah, fantastic, you hug, and that's normal.
Right.
But doing this thing where, hey, look at me, I'm doing a dance, I'm going to dance in front of you, that's crap. And I don't care how entertaining it is.
You didn't like the worm last night?
That's ridiculous. All of that crap is ridiculous. And it's uncontrolled. It's not controlling yourself as a human being. And not controlling yourself as a human being is when somebody says something bad about you, not rising above it, and immediately dissing the other person. And it's just... it's everywhere. If you look around society, that's what it is. I know I'm rambling, but I'm sorry. I have to get it off my chest.
No, but you're right. That's the same reason that aisle at that store was decimated, because people don't control themselves. And they, you know, it's me, me, me. I need my Christmas lights. They got to throw it down.
Is that something in back of you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there are caravans.
What in the name of holy F is going on the street?
Going to the either...
Because you're on the main drag to the National Cathedral.
Yes.
Right. He's not going to be at the National Cathedral until... but that's the vice presidential residence that you're near.
You know? But we heard earlier, you probably didn't hear it here, was the vice president's helicopter landing at his home.
Wow. So. That's amazing. That is truly amazing.
Real quick, because that's a lot of police going by in one show.
We do a silly little show. That's our job. Our job is to be clowns. We are circus clowns. So that's our job, to come in here and be silly little clowns. But I now, outside of this environment, I actually really look for dignity and class. And when you have a guy that's being honored this week, like H.W. Bush, who had it to spare, it's just made me think about it all the more.
Mm, yeah.
And it's also made me think about the guy at the top of the mountain right now who doesn't do that, who's never not kicked somebody when he has an opportunity to kick him. And it's really, look, and it doesn't make me the bad guy for bringing that up.
No.
I'm sorry. That is the orange-haired elephant in the room with all of this right now. And it really does frustrate me with that. With that said, with the funeral and all this going on, this, you know, at the ceremony, at the funeral. I'm glad that they're not going to be doing that, because I don't think that's the time for that. Celebrate what he was. Don't worry about the guy that's there now or what's happening right now. Celebrate the guy that's there, because I think we can learn a lot from him, especially about modesty. Man, the things the guy, the shopping list of moments that he had where, you know, he didn't want to go out. He didn't want to go out during the inauguration at one particular time without an overcoat, because Reagan had an overcoat on and he didn't want to make the president look frail.
Right.
It just like moments like that where you had the presence of mind to think about the optics of something like that. Just a pretty cool dude. And a fellow Mainer. So that's
agreed.
Cool. So anyway, we'll come back. I'm sorry for that ramble, but I really had to get that off of my chest. And now put your antlers back on. Go ahead. Put a little frosty button on your ears. You know, go ahead. Do all the
crap. What about a necktie that plays a Christmas carol?
Oh, right. I would just love that.
Yeah. Necktie nice. That prays. Yeah, said the man who ran over the 3-year-old at the store. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. The holiday season is upon us, and I bet you're having a hard time finding a special gift for Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa for that special someone. Or maybe you're doing Kris Kringle and you just happen to get your cousin Anthony, who gavoned the last piece of Rob Spiewak Fantabulous Fruitcake
Anthony.
That you brought Thanksgiving weekend.
Anthony.
May I suggest the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show,
yes.
Where you can give your loved ones or that gavone Anthony the gift of quality entertainment. So go to the TMOS website and click on the Bonus Show banner and get one today. Now let's return to the man who's always on Santa's nice list, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate that. Hey, guess what arrived at the O'Mara house yesterday? The kit for my wife to
check
her 23andMe DNA. Hey, I have huge DNA news for you. It's a Christmas miracle. Now through December 25th, all 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. Oscar's got his. I want to hear your results after this. Do you have them handy?
I'm ready.
You sent
ready
them to us
go.
Yesterday.
So cool.
It's easy to do. Just spit into the tube provided. Your 23andMe kit registers your name and your sample to your personal 23andMe account. And in a few weeks, you receive your personalized online reports. We got Rob's. We got mine. Today, we get Oscar's. All of us at TMOS did it. With 23andMe's ancestry composition report, you can explore where your DNA is from out of 150-plus regions worldwide. Discover why you hate cilantro, or whether or not you can recognize musical pitch. Maybe you hate the sound of chewing, or wonder why you seem to get more mosquito bites than anyone. The answer lies in your DNA.
Fascinating.
And 23andMe will explain it all. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe DNA kit. Order yours at 23andme.com/TMOS. That's 23andme.com/TMOS. This Christmas, give the gift of your family's story. Again, that's 23andme.com/TMOS, and we thank you. Now, yesterday, you sent us yours. Did you do a deep dive of any kind?
I took a deep dive. Let me give you some like 30,000-foot level optics on who I am. And I was shocked when I saw this. Shocked.
Shocked. Right, shocked. I was shocked.
Okay,
shocked,
so I am 58.9% East Asian and Native American. Native American classified as Bolivia, Peru, etc.
Okay.
So that's what they classify in 23andMe. I've got Japanese, 6.9% in me. Ooh. I've got Manchurian, Mongolian.
Sorry.
Korean.
Sorry, I'm getting your music concerned. Okay, I've got
love,
that.
Love when you paint.
Chinese.
Can you slow down, please?
Yes.
What is your number one? What are you? Number one is your native North American, right?
Native American would be 44.8%.
Yes, that's your number one.
Yes.
And that counts
otherwise
Bolivia,
known as
right?
Incan.
Incan, sure.
What is next?
Next, my next go-to would be European, 29%.
Okay, hold on. European, wait a minute.
Is broadly European?
It's Iberian, Italian, Scandinavian.
Okay.
Oh, Italian. I'm sorry. All right, Italian. Okay, what else? What is next?
We've got Sub-Saharan African.
Oh, wait, hold on.
3.1%.
What a wonderful frame.
I've got that.
3.1%.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And right. That's a composite right
that's
there.
That's awesome.
So you got Italian in you?
Yeah, I've got Italian in me.
All right, you've got and you've got African.
Yes.
And you've got Asian. Right. And you've got British.
Yes.
You've got Scottish.
No Scottish.
No. Oh, sorry Scottish. About that. You got? Do you have Irish?
No Irish.
Oh. Sorry about
that's for
that.
You and me,
but okay. Shannon.
But you do have a you do have Italian.
Shannon and I's child will have one. Yes.
Okay.
We'll have Irish in them.
Italian.
Oh Marie.
Oh Marie. All right. I'm sorry. Do you have any German?
No German.
Okay.
That's right, why so I'm so everything. Nice.
So primarily you are Native American. I mean, yeah, you are native.
I'm Bolivian, 58.9%. That's what they classify.
And that's really more of a Native American. Like that your ancestors were on the continent
yes,
forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they right? were in Europe and they were in Africa as well beforehand, generations beyond. And Japanese, by the way, blew my mind. If you're talking about...
Were any of your relatives in the islands? Sorry, I'm using them all today.
So my mom used to say that her great grandmother was, and my parents haven't seen. So I mentioned.
Are you
going
to finish a sentence or?
Well, I mentioned this earlier that my parents haven't seen this because I'm getting them all these gifts so we can all do this together after you see this.
There's some of that.
Indie.
My mom used to tell us our great grandmother, who I do not have a picture of.
Right.
Was
because she does not she did not photograph
had some Japanese.
Oh really? So it makes sense.
Yeah, but we again when you don't see evidence of that, and now looking at me now I know why TSA always stops me. They're like, man, we don't know what that guy is.
Right.
We got to figure that out.
Stop right there. I'm a federal officer.
Tony, now that you know that he's part Japanese, are you more attracted to him?
No, absolutely. You're kidding me. I'm gonna get an Oscar figure.
That's right. So, anything enlightening?
I was upset to find out that while Rob Spiewak has the genetics of an athlete,
right.
You're built to excel.
Yeah, exceptional muscle tone.
Possible. And you've wasted it in theater and radio.
No, it didn't say possible, did it?
Yeah.
Didn't it say exceptional muscle tone?
It tells you that your genetics are predisposed for...
Exceptional, yeah. That I have the muscle.
You didn't put the possible in there?
Well, I don't recall exactly the wording because I don't have it in front of me, but
you
I said...
added that.
It's possible. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say it's probable, obviously. Look,
right,
obviously. It didn't happen.
But I would say it is. You just wasted it in theater and radio.
Well, if you would like to think that this show is a waste, then you,
no,
that
no,
is
I'm
your
saying,
opinion.
But you have the muscle. You, if you wanted to,
yeah, I'm about
you could
to,
be a power lifter.
About to use it right now.
I'm just, you have that.
Okay,
and I'm
thank
jealous because I don't have that. It's as it, my DNA. Is
elite athlete, Mike.
Yeah, my DNA is uncommon in elite athletes.
Mm-hmm.
It says my DNA.
Is uncommon.
Uncommon. His was common.
Mine is
see,
common.
I didn't do the deep dive on that. How do I find that in mine?
You just click through with a little
it might not have included report. That info for you, Mike, just to, you know, spare your feelings.
That's not nice.
I'm just
I mean,
kidding.
You're pretty rickety. Let's think about the last 5 years.
I am rickety.
You're falling
you're
apart.
You're goddamn right yeah. I'm rickety. It I probably would have been rickety if I played at like a college level. I'd probably be rickety too. I started falling apart in my 20s. I got a needle in my ass yesterday. My spine.
This is 23andMe says you're predisposed to being rickety.
By the way, you know how you know when they find the right spot to give you the cortisone
yes,
injection?
How do they
you
know?
Said, I think we're close to it right now. How's that? Is there any discomfort? I'm like, dope!
Oh, God!
No, actually, it was less pain than I expected, and I'm still waiting to see what.
How
the
deep
deal
do they
is.
Stick you?
I have no idea because he takes pictures of where the needle is. He goes picture, 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 and then he put it in three different spots.
Mm.
And the one spot was the spot that the pain radiates up into, and I felt that.
Right.
And then I said, "You got ground zero right there," and it was right where. All the pain emanates from. So we got that spot, and we'll see in like 3 or 5 days.
When you told him
whether it takes, I'm going to go hit some golf balls today to see what happens.
When you told him to hit ground zero, was that like a victory for him because he knew he had like a baseline?
I don't know because I know that they like that feedback. They like you to. They, I think they want you to give that, but they're doing shtick. They're talking about big screen TVs while they got the needle in
my
spine.
Well, you know, doctors do that, and dentists are good at this.
I wish they would focus on me.
No, but they're doing an act to keep you distracted.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You know who's the best at it is that dentist in Fairfax.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I want them to tell me what's going on in my spine, and they were very, very nice. And I'll tell you the story tomorrow about what happened, because there's one douche that came into the waiting room, and that's it. I have to get the mailbag.
Yeah, we have in the next break we can do it, but we're running
late.
We'll
do the mailbag and get to what's happened to the show. There, motorcade's outside.
He happened to it.
Oscar's on sleeper call. I don't know what's going on. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. And sorry for my rant. I think maybe it's me.
No, it's not.
I think it's me.
No.
I think it's me.
I
think he did it to me.
You need to relax.
I will be right back.
Relax.
I do. I mean, I wish I smoked weed right now.
I'm going to smoke
a joint right now. We'll be right back. Now.
It's that special time of year for every girl and boy where a barista from Perumph cheers.
I bring you tidings of great joy.
Nikki Diamond is his name. His picks are quite extraordinary. His thoughts on big football?
This season will be legendary.
With the Diamond pick of the week, the Merle and the Carey. If the sight of your fantasy teams have gotten you down, take St. Nicky's advice.
You can't get to the big game in Hotlanta without going through Diamond Town.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Leonard Nimoy.
Listen up, Spurlock. Listen up, Bermuda Boy.
Nikki Diamond on The Mike O'Mara Show. Take his advice and you'll be
in the no, baby!
There we go. That's Nikki Diamond. Welcome back to the Mike O'Maris Show. A message from Cornerstone First Financial. As we approach the conclusion of 2018, it's only human to ask ourselves, did we achieve the goals that we set for ourselves last January? Saving money is always a prime goal that people set each year. That's what you said last January. Don't be like most people and say that you'll give it another try next year. Cornerstone First Financial is so committed to helping you achieve your goals, they want to motivate you to get started. Check this out. Cornerstone First Financial will pay for your appraisal until the end of the year, this year, and allow you to take a month off from paying your mortgage. That's a nice bit of Yuletide cheer just in time for the holidays. So, whether you're a refinancer or your purchase, whether you refinance, purchase, or consolidate debt, or whatever you need, call Cornerstone First Financial. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221. And tell Mark we said, happy holidays. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And now, without further ado, let's get to the mailbag, because we know many of you care about that on Tuesday, so we're not going to disappoint you. Hey, Santa Klutz, do we have any presents today?
We actually do, Mike. We have gifts today.
That's exciting.
Gift Corner.
Gift Corner. It comes with a small letter and it reads, Dear Casey. No, it says, Rob, just a huge thank you to all of you guys for a great weekend in Las Vegas. Hope you guys like these gifts. XO, Chris Hartsfield and Elena Glasgow. P.S. My sister Elena has a t-shirt business and made these for you. So first, a couple of garments.
Ooh. Right.
Oscar, this is for you.
Oh, show and tell. Here we go. I have not seen this.
And,
what does it say on it?
All right.
Hold on. Ooh. Let's see it.
It's a t-shirt.
Hashtag pod dog. Very nice. I like that.
And they sent me a hoodie that says the cake and cookies logo on it.
Oh, look at that.
Which
that's
is
wonderful.
Very, very cool. And for you, Mike, in this envelope is a pair of challenge coins that I will mail down to you. One from the Davis Police Department and one from the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, both that's fantastic.
Wow,
thank
that's
you, guys.
Cool.
Thank
cool.
you very, very much.
Thank you.
So that's it. Those are the gifts they sent. And that concludes Gift Corner.
Here's our letter. Hey, guys, just a quick note to tell you, my friend and ultra foodie John Koyama does not like fruitcake at all. Today, I gave him a simple room temperature slice of Rob Spiewak's signature model, and he was quite simply blown away.
Yeah.
I was surprised by his reaction, as he is usually rather reserved. Thank you, Doug Carlson. Look, I don't think we've had to sell it, because we talk about... They are that good,
yeah,
and
that
that's
good.
Why we did what we did, and Rob does a great job with them, and they're fantastic. Next letter says, Hi, guys. This is just a quick note to say how amazing the fruitcake is. I'm rationing it out one small slice a day. I should have bought more. I am considering it my birthday cake. My birthday was Saturday. This has been, quite frankly, an SE year.
Yeah.
My sister died, my dog died, and I've had 3 eye surgeries. TMOS and this fruitcake have been some isolated bright spots. Y'all are awesome. Have fun and enjoy the holidays with the family. Best Amy Schoen. P.S. Ooh, looking back on my message, my woes sound like a very dreadful country song. My apologies. No, don't worry about it, Amy. Next letter says, hey, listen, it's a longtime P. Juan listener, Chewy Ochoa.
Yes.
2018 was such an S show for me. I lost my mother. Now I've been diagnosed with Bell's palsy, but 'tis the season. So for this month, I'm going to refer to it as Jingle Bell's palsy.
What a great attitude.
That's funny. It makes it more festive. I have to laugh because if I don't, I will go crazy. That's where TMOS comes in. It doesn't matter what we're going through. Whenever our spirits are down, you guys bring them back up. Then I'm sorry about the rant about adulting. Because I know that people get down when I do that. So I promise you that's the last one of the holiday season.
I bet you there's a lot of people that are on board with you, and actually having that opinion voiced helped their mood.
And I really have to point out, after that rant, I put up Christmas decorations.
Sure.
I put up a Christmas tree this week. I talked to my kid about 21 more days. That's what I say to him today. I like the
Elf
idea.
Elf on the Shelf comes out.
I like Christmas music. I enjoy this, okay? I'm just talking about people's behavior.
You are happy.
I won't do it again. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, what?
I was going to say, you actually had a talk with your son this week. What did you tell him?
What?
You had a talk. What did you tell your son? Hey, you asked for it.
21 days for Christmas shopping. 21 days to fill the stocking.
That's a nice segue as you were trying to find it.
Hey, don't pee there in my cereal.
Have you done your Christmas shopping? You better get busy. Only 21 shopping days left.
All right, getting back to Chewy's letter. On Friday, America's most beloved podcast turns 9 years old, and on Saturday, I turn the big 4-0. To celebrate these milestones, I have renewed my bonus show subscription, and I will gift 2 subscriptions to 2 new subscribers. Yay!
Thank you, Chewy.
Mike, in return, could you humor me by reading the following? Your mama joke. I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
I don't even have to pre-read it.
All right.
Your mama is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
You want to give me a straight line?
How dumb is she?
Your mama is so dumb, she loses a paper, rock, scissors contest to Dennis Murphy. I get it, Chewy. Love you and Merry Chrissy Metz to all. Chewy. Super fan Jim Shaffron writes, God damn, now that's a fruitcake. Thank you.
That was the entire letter.
Hello, cast and crew of TMOS. I'm a longtime listener who found the Don and Mike show during the 2 years I was in grad school in Rochester. I was lucky enough to find the TMOS podcast right at the very beginning. Recently, I packed everything I own into my mini Prius and left upstate New York for the beauty and warmth of Southern California.
Woo.
My only companion for most of the 70-hour drive was TMOS. I had a mix of current shows and old bonus shows, and they kept me going through the endless farms and fields of our great land. I feel such a deep connection to the show after the journey that I immediately threw out my back, emptying my stuff into storage.
Oh, no.
Thank you for all you do. Keep up the funny, and please say hi to Internet Radio Tommy for me. That's been a while. Patrick Henstebeck, or any funny way you see fit to say it. Patrick Henstebeckenslin? Sten? Patrick Henstebeck. I just saw an old clip of Jerry Lewis introducing Miss Universe and Miss USA, and he was so dismissive to Miss Universe.
Really?
It was hysterical. It was so Jerry being Jerry.
Love it.
And then I went and did a bunny trail, and I looked at Jerry's estate that was for sale, because one of our listeners took a tour and took some pictures of it, and then I went and saw the video tour of Jerry's estate, which is so dated.
It's really,
but it was so Jerry.
Isn't it horrible?
It's really,
it's literally horrible. And I love the man, and it's horrible.
Yeah. How dated? So, like what era?
60s.
Whoa. Yeah, and also
late 60s, early 70s.
Have you ever seen an exterior piece of architecture less appealing?
Oh.
Nasty. It looked like a warehouse.
Mm. Hard to believe it was in Las Vegas, too, because it didn't have any of the modern architecture. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, tonight I finished a fruitcake and immediately wanted more. Luckily, I ordered 3.
Yeah!
I felt it was only right to order 1 for each year that I wanted one. And I'm almost ready to change my voicemail greeting that says how much I want a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. My daughter has never understood this. Like many others, I've been distracted and entertained by you guys during my tough time. A recent divorce. A lot of people going through tough times this year. We are blessed. A recent divorce. Through it all, I relied on you guys to keep me company during my commutes. I'd like to share some compliments, but in the spirit of DGH, they will be just slightly backhanded. Mike, I've concluded that you aren't overweight if we factor in the size of your heart. I appreciate how much you want to be heard, but how much you and also listen to others. Well, that's nice.
Very sweet.
Oscar, your misogynistic rants almost cover up how much you care about everything and everyone. Your hustle is awesome. Rob, I'm so disappointed with myself when I laugh out loud at some of your jokes, and you make the most amazing fruitcake.
I love the disappointment.
Together, you are timeless. Rob is stuck in the past. Mike complains about the present, and Oscar struggles into the future. That's a great letter.
Thank you, sir.
You guys rock. You're a forever fan. Kishore.
Yeah.
One name person. That's interesting.
Sweet letter, though.
Next letter says, hi, Rob, Mike, and Oscar. I'm ready to wish my good friend Carrie Hoffman, a male, a very happy birthday. He inched one step closer to the Big 4-0 on December 1st. That said, I have a question for the panel. Carrie enjoys adult beverages. He doesn't have to drink, nor does he need to drink, but he definitely prefers to drink. At what point does one flirt with full-blown alcoholism? Drinking 6 days of seven, more than three drinks each day. Some guidance, please. Love you long time, especially Oscar, you sexy beast. Long live TMOS and happy birthday, Carrie. Go S.A.D. from Nate, Prince Frederick, Maryland. 6 out of 7 days, three drinks a night?
I'd say
that's normal.
That's fine.
I think it depends on, look, I know we talked about 23andMe, but my alcohol tolerance is the same as Rob's.
Good for you.
Yeah, so it depends on your DNA.
I think really the definition of being an alcoholic is if you need to drink to make up for the way you feel from drinking the day before.
Or if you need to drink just to exist.
Yes.
Well, you're getting up to function through your day, you have to drink. Yeah, that's cool. And this is just an irrefutable fact. Rob will back me up on this. The older you get, the harder it is to drink.
Yeah.
It's harder to recover.
The drinking never gets harder.
Easier to eat.
The drinking never gets harder, but the recovery gets a lot harder.
Oh, God, I used to be able, I could bounce back from any hangover with a grape soda. No longer.
Here is the next line, the subject line, Jack Kent cough. Hey, guys, this morning, ironically, I choked on my cough syrup because as soon as I read the name of the prescription, I imagined Mike as Jack Kent Cook saying it. Dextromethorphan. Dextromethorphan. Give me a nice big cup of eggnog and spike it with dextromethorphan. Yantas Usadas, Damon Riley, Durwood, Maryland. Thank you. And now we can move on.
Yes,
and we will
can.
Come back with news you may not need as we get through a very crazy,
fun show.
Middle of the holiday show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon-written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Talkspace. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with internet connection and the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. Maybe you can't imagine fitting anything else into your life. Well, with Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. You can talk whenever you need to, and there are no extra commutes. It's wonderful. No leaving the office, no judgments. Remember, therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts, strategies. It's practical. It's everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Talkspace simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to who is trained to listen and to help you make positive changes. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's TMOS and Talkspace.com/TMOS. And start feeling better today. We are really delighted that we are partnering with Talkspace, and we want you to partner with them too.
News!
Boo! Katy Perry can smash Orlando Bloom anytime she wants.
That's dirty.
But on Sunday, she paid $50,000 just to hang out with him, and she's getting a lot of crap about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is weird. To be fair, she did it for charity, but it doesn't matter. Here's what happened. She was a performer at the One Love Malibu benefit concert to raise money for people affected by the California wildfires. And the festivities included auctioning off lunch and a motorcycle ride with Orlando Bloom.
Bloom.
She seemed to have mixed feelings about it from the beginning. She told the crowd, she goes on and on. I watched the whole video thing. She, you can grab his pecs and his abs and all that. She's going on and on. And they start the bidding at $20,000. And she gets $20,000. And she says, quote, when you're on a motorcycle with him, you're holding him in a way that I'm not excited about. Ha, ha, ha. But she's auctioning it off, right? You're holding his pecs and his six pack. It's so glorious. She kept saying that. Then she decides that she gets a bid from a lady in the audience. I guess she didn't like her look or something like that. She says, no, I'm buying it for $50,000. And she drops the mic and walks off.
Oh, no.
Pony. Yeah, she was an a-hole about it. And she was really obnoxious the whole time. Like, really, like the typical showbizzy, obnoxious person.
Pony, how does your brother Orlando feel about this?
Oh, he's great. He doesn't mind it. And I like to ride on the motorcycle with him, too.
Oh, okay.
That's exciting.
That is.
Thank you. Speaking of auctions, there was an auction over the weekend of Playboy founder Hugh Hefner's belongings. And this is a detail you may have missed.
Gross.
Someone paid $22,400 for a very special ring of his.
It's
a gold and onyx ring.
Oh, a finger
ring. Opens that. It's what?
It's a ring for your finger.
Yes.
Okay, just
not
checking.
That ring.
Okay.
You're a horny man.
Oh,
you
my
are
God,
one.
Gross.
Yeah, he gets all. He hears Playboy and he gets all ramped up. It's a gold and onyx ring that opens up to reveal a secret compartment, which is just the right size and shape to hold a Viagra.
Oh, like the old spy movies when they'd have poison in the ring, except this is not poison.
Someone also paid $162,500 for Hugh's old typewriter. So,
the typewriter I can see.
That's kind of cool because he started as a journalist.
But the Viagra ring.
When you think about your computer screen, think about the typewriter. It's kind of interesting. In a new interview with Paper Magazine, does anyone know that magazine? I don't know. I've seen it before.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan has a simple request. She says, quote, I love to know why I get constantly clobbered in the press. She says, I could do 99 things right and one thing wrong, but it's that one thing that will be focused on. Maybe because your body of work sucks and you've never really done anything in the world of acting, your chosen field, other than being a druggie and a cigarette smoker. Mm. Maybe that's it. Lindsay. Okay.
Hey, she was good in The Parent Trap.
Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Always 40
years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
She also says, quote, I love working with kids and I love giving back. You know, people that say I love giving back usually don't like to give back.
And you know what? I don't think I'd trust her with kids.
People don't like talking about the good stuff. It's really crazy to me, and it makes me really sad. But she adds, quote, I realize you just have to smile and wave, boys, smile and wave. She sounds like she's conflicted.
Smile and wave and snort and wave and smile.
There's a famous scene in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. This story made me laugh. Where Clark Griswold is putting up a Christmas decoration. He slips on some ice on the roof, and he winds up hanging from the gutter.
Yeah.
Well, the Heerlein family in Austin, Texas, decided to recreate that scene for their Christmas decorations this year. So they got a dummy, dressed him up like Chevy Chase in that scene, and positioned him so he was hanging from their gutter. Funny. And you could probably see where this is going. Someone was walking by a few days ago and thought the dummy was real. So he called 911. Duh. He also tried to save the dummy and yelled for help. Fortunately, everything got smoothed over quickly once the cops got there, and the Heerlines even gave the guy a gift card.
Whack it.
Yes, to shop at the idiot store.
I like the dummy idea, though. That's pretty clever.
That's good.
That is funny. The cops aren't making them take down the decorations, but they did put up a sign letting people know it's a fake. There's the adult
again. If you're dumb enough to think it's real, you probably don't know how to read.
I know. A new study figured out some stats on how much you'll commute in your life, and the numbers are insane. The average American will commute to and from work about 11,250 times over their career. Spend 408 days of their life in their car for those commutes. Spend $108,727 in gas and maintenance, and drive 173,203 miles. That is the equivalent of driving around the world 7 times.
Boy.
How many times do you think you've been around the world, Rob?
This week?
There you go. Welcome to DC. And now a little something something. There's a 57-year-old guy named Frank Capone. He's in St. Petersburg, Florida.
And where is that?
That's next to Tampa, Rob.
Okay.
On the Gulf Coast.
I can almost see it from here.
On Saturday afternoon, he went up to a prostitute and offered a trade.
Oh.
She'd perform a sex act on him, and he'd give her a hamburger. There's no word on whether he already had the hamburger or he'd go buy it after the sex stuff was done. But either way, the prostitute was an undercover cop.
Oh, she's an undercover cop right here.
If you can see her from out here.
If you can see how she looks from out here.
And she arrested Frank for misdemeanor prostitution. I wonder if it was a whopper. Frank Capone sure was honey. Well, he may have gotten busted, but he wasn't wimpy. There you go. You want fries with that? All the bad stuff. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Really fine.
This
really
is Robert
marvelous.
Wood, dubbed the whitest guy in America by Mike O'Meara.
Wood.
This
Hello,
time
Robert.
Of year, when I'm not doing white guy stuff like cooking up meth or alphabetizing my Perry Como record collection, I'm trying to come up with great holiday gifts. That's why this year I'm giving the Mike O'Meara bonus show to everyone on my list. They'll laugh all year long, and I'll have the satisfaction of knowing that Mike, Rob, and Oscar will have a happy new year. So give the bonus show. It's easy. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Sorry, Robert. Is his name Robert?
Whatever.
Whatever. This segment of the program brought to you by Trade Coffee. It's the best time of year for a great cup of Joe. And whether you're a coffee nerd or just someone who loves a great cup, you need Trade Coffee. Rob Spiewak.
I have always said that if someone could come up with a cup of coffee that tastes as good as coffee smells, they'd be a millionaire. Well, Trade Coffee has done that because I brewed it up this morning. I said, that smells fantastic. And then I tasted it. And it tastes like it smells. It's so good. I think it has to do with the fact that it's so fresh.
Hey, you know, Trade Coffee partners with 50 of the best roasters. Bring the roasters in here, will you?
Are they here?
Come on. Hey, stop booing me. Knock it off. Those are 50 of the best. What's your problem? Step outside. Step outside.
You see, Mike, you can't interrupt them in the middle of their roasting.
They're roasting.
Yeah, they're busy.
You know, Trade Coffee is roasted only after you order it, so it's fresh. It's really fresh. And if you're a coffee novice, never fear. You go to drinktrade.com. They got a 6-question quiz. You answer the questions, and they hook you up with the coffee that's right for you. Perfect coffee, perfectly matched to you, and as fresh as can be. Perfect is easy at drinktrade.com. Can we bring them in here
one more time?
Bring in the roasters here, okay? Hi, guys. What are you mad at me for? I'm doing your commercial. Then step out.
Hey, one of those roasters... was from the Friars Club.
Come on.
It's Jeff Ross.
Trade Coffee is so excited for you to give them a try. They're going to knock 50% off any bag of coffee that you like when you place your first order. Just go to drinktrade.com. Use promo code TMOS. Remember, that promo code TMOS. You get half off a bag of coffee on your first order at drinktrade.com. And we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. 21 days. 21 days left. 21 days, everybody.
And if you are observing Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
You. Yeah, we're in the midst of Hanukkah right now. And Mike, I hope you have your dynamite ready because here is the hottest new parody record about Hanukkah. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. It's Rockin' Around at Hanukkah.
Rockin' around on Hanukkah. It's a kosher holiday.
There you go.
The big matzo balls. Deck the whole.
Did I highlight that I'm part Jewish as well within my 23andMe?
That's true.
Yeah.
Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty excited.
I'm really surprised this has gone this long.
Well, why don't you turn it off because I've got another sound I want to play.
Okay, very good.
All right, here we go. Let's listen to this. All right, here we go.
Thursday.
All right, one second.
Today, all day, Bush lies in state in the rotunda. Tomorrow, Wednesday, December 5th, is a day of mourning. A departure ceremony is held at the U.S. Capitol at 10 a.m. At 11 a.m., a state funeral is held for Bush at the National Cathedral.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. And then a departure ceremony after that. He will arrive.
Yeah, so his funeral will be at the National Cathedral.
And you keep talking. I think there's a squeak coming out of your nose.
Today, all day, Bush lies in state in the rotunda. Tomorrow, Wednesday, December 5th, is a day of mourning. A departure ceremony is held at the U.S. Capitol at 10 a.m. At 11 a.m., a state funeral is held for Bush at the National Cathedral.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. And then a departure ceremony after that. He will arrive.
Yeah, so his funeral will be at the National Cathedral.
And you keep talking. I think there's a squeak coming out of your nose.
Wow.
All right, then we have one last one that Pony sent me. Let's just see this one. Here we go. Here we go.
That's it. Did he just give me the isolated squeak?
That's the longest I could get.
Let's see. Okay, thank you, Rob. Go ahead.
Nice turnaround. Full circle. Sure.
Thanks, guys.
Full
circle. Well done. Well done, fellas. Thank you very much.
Now, there is sort of a standing fight between Lady Gaga and Madonna, where Madonna is consistently saying that Gaga steals her thunder and has used her playbook to be famous. Do you remember when A Star is Born came out and Gaga kept saying that if there was 100 people in a room and 99 people were against you and one supported you, it was worth it? She said that at every... We ran a montage of it. So Madonna is fed up. So she posted this on Instagram yesterday. First, a clip, I believe it's Madonna first from the 80s and then Gaga from last week.
There's 100 people in the room and 99 people say they liked it. I only remember the one person who didn't.
You know, there could be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe, but all it takes is one.
So Madonna now, without comment, is just posting the fact that she has stolen her line. So we'll see what happens.
Damn.
And that's exciting because Madonna, as you know, I think very soon is celebrating her 90th birthday.
Madonna's very bitter.
She is very, very bitter. You know? There was a lovely moment, you know, now that is the holiday season, and I think America coming together with the passing of Bush 41. They were discussing the passing of Bush 41 on The View yesterday, and there was a lovely moment of fellowship and harmony between Joy Behar and Meghan McCain.
This president that we have now is trying to unravel everything that he did and Obama did. And if I ever become a one-issue voter, it will be about pollution and the greenhouse effect and
can
the
we
fact
focus
that,
on the president, please? I don't want to talk about Trump.
We're
honoring a great president.
Excuse me a second, please. I want to talk about
but
the
we're
difference.
Honoring, but I'm not interested in your one issue.
I don't care what you're
president
interested in. I'm talking.
Well, I don't care what you're interested in
we'll
either.
We'll be right back.
Boy. Okay.
I like Whoopi.
Whoopi's the best.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back, honey.
Hey, ladies.
They're both, look. There is a time and a place.
Meow.
This is when it's difficult.
But listen, you know? I'll say this about Joy Behar. She has her opinions.
And she'll let you know.
Yeah. Thank you.
I listened very carefully. Joy. I think I heard her nose squeak. And let us close, since we did talk today about Bush 41. I had never seen this tape, and Stephen Colbert played it. This is from 2009, when Colbert's original show went and did a USO tour for the troops overseas. And George H.W. Bush made this video, and it just shows funny and classy and what a great guy he was that he would take the time to do this for Stephen Colbert. We close with this.
This is President George Bush, number 41, and I want to thank our brave troops for their courageous service to our country. Back in World War II, the USO used to send us great big stars like Marlene Dietrich, Lauren Bacall, and the Rockettes. I'm just saying, this Stephen Colbert guy better have great legs.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it, everybody. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you would like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, good one today, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift even for yourself. Chewy knows that. He sent it to two other people and himself. Thank you. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Gift Bonus.
Anna.
It's as easy as pie and just as tasty. And by the way, you get the bonus show. You get kind of privy to some stuff we do a little earlier than everybody else.
It's a privilege.
That's the way it works. Like things like live shows and fruit cakes. Hey, it's as easy as pie and just as tasty.
You should see what it looks like from here.
I offered her a hamburger.
For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara, thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need anything from Target, Walmart, or Macy's, make sure to shop online and access them through the banner at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo. Come on, guys.